You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that the man who wanted Edward Snowden to literally hang for leaking classified information just got indicted on 18 federal counts for doing exactly the same thing, but as it turns out, his is even worse. The details of what he did are shocking enough, but now a new question is emerging. For whom did he do it? Make sure to stick them at the very end of this video because there's now a new shocking twist in the John Bolton saga that the legacy media is desperately trying to bury. A foreign adversary, a compromised email account, and of course, a Biden administration that looked the other way, all the while weaponizing the legal system against their own political enemies. Buckle up. These latest bombshells are going to absolutely blow you away. As I'm sure you all know by now, former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been indicted over his alleged mishandling of classified national defense information, a probe that was actually opened up 5 years ago, but was shut down by the Biden Justice Department, again, presumably as all part of the other side of their weaponized legalism. They look the other way with their friends while legally punishing their enemies with made-up fabricated charges. The irony in this indictment is beyond belief. While Bolton was openly cheerleading the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago that went after President Trump for storing presidential records that he had every legal right to hold, at that very same time, Bolton was emailing top secret intelligence to his wife and daughter over an AOL server. Yes, you heard that right. An AOL server in 2025. And we're now learning that Biden's FBI looked the other way. Bolton stands accused of transmitting over 1,000 pages of top secret SCI documents. That's short for sensitive compartmental documents. It's the highest classification level in America. He's accused of transmitting thousands of pages of SCI documents to unauthorized individuals using personal email and messaging apps. The indictment reveals he documented diary-like entries from intelligence briefings, situation room meetings, and covert operations, and then he sent them through Gmail, AOL, and encrypted chat to two relatives identified by sources as his wife and his daughter, neither of whom, of course, held security clearances. And the charges are frankly chilling. I mean, count one involves intelligence over a foreign adversary planning a missile launch. Count six involves direct quotations collected via sensitive human intelligence sources. Count eight involves details of U.S. covert action operations. I mean, these weren't notes over generic policy discussions, gang. This was the crown jewels of American intelligence, including signals intelligence, human intelligence, and information marked no foreign, meaning you were not allowed to release this to any foreign nationals. Now, it actually gets a whole lot worse here. Federal prosecutor Ron Chapman, a former Marine who's prosecuted a number of national security cases. He's got a great video on this up on his YouTube channel where he makes, and he gets into a lot more detail. And he makes the argument after examining the indictment. He argues point blank that Bolton is a spy. he does not sugarcoat this. He thinks that all of this covert classified material that he has in his possession points to Bolton being a freaking spy. And the only question now is, who was he spying for? Chapman does not think that the book defense, that this was all content for his tell-all book that he wrote about Trump, you know, back in 2020. He doesn't think that makes any sense because, and this is key, none of the classified information in question appeared in Bolton's published memoir. Again, this is Ron Chapman's conclusion. Moreover, every time, again, it gets worse, just keeps getting, the piles on. Every time pre-publication reviewers flagged classified material that couldn't be allowed to stay in the book, that Bolton had to get rid of, that constituted proof that Bolton knew he possessed classified information, making the case pretty easy for prosecutors. Now, again, the irony in all of this, I mean, it's just so palpable. You could cut it with a knife. Bolton himself told National Review years ago that Bradley Manning deserved treason charges, punishable by death. He actually said that Ed Snowden should be hanged. His exact words were that he ought to swing from a tall tree. He hoped Julian Assange would get at least 176 years in jail.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Bolton did not mince words about leaking classified information and its consequences. It deserved the ultimate penalty. And now, Bolton is facing the same ultimate indictment himself. And of course, he's pleading not guilty, right? Rules for thee, not for me. But if you can believe it, this whole thing gets even worse. We are now finding out that there was indeed a foreign actor involved in all of this. And we now know that the Biden administration knew about all of this and yet deliberately looked the other way. They did nothing about it. And of course, we know this despite the legacy media. They've frankly been doing everything they possibly can to cover all of this up. And that's because the legacy media, when all said and done, it's just agenda-driven activism wrapped up in the appearance of news. Their narratives aren't designed to inform. They're designed to manipulate, leaving millions of people wondering where to turn for truth. Now, fortunately, there's Ground News. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes Ground News so powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story the left is completely ignoring. As you can see, it's about the Department of Homeland Security confirming that Mexican cartels are actually paying bounties on ICE agents' heads in Chicago. I mean, obviously the legacy media won't touch this because they'd have to admit that sanctuary city policies have now turned those cities into safe havens for drug cartels. Now, of course, the right ignores its share of stories as well. But the good news is that with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to know. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan. It gives you unlimited access to all their features that I personally use for just $5 a month. It's awesome. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. On July 6, 2021, a representative from John Bolton's office informed the FBI that, quote, someone has gotten into Ambassador Bolton's personal email account and that it looks as though it is someone in Iran. The hackers, believed linked to the Islamic Republic, sent Bolton threatening messages that they were going to make public a number of expurgated sections of his book that they had access to after hacking into his email. Now, here's the explosive detail. Apparently, Bolton never told the FBI that the hacked account contained classified national defense information. He just reported the hack and asked to delete the compromised account. And the Biden DOJ was perfectly fine. They said, no problem, go for it. No raid, no search warrant, no interrogation, no device seizure, at the very least, right? And that, of course, is because Bolton was one of them. He was a member of the permanent political class. And one of the perks of that membership is that the law does not apply to you. You are literally above the law. Any counterintelligence professional knows that when a foreign adversary hacks an account containing classified information, you immediately seize all devices, you scrub all systems, you interview all parties, and you conduct damage assessments. There is a clear protocol for what to do, and the Biden FBI did none of it. Instead, Attorney General Merrick Garland allowed Bolton to delete the evidence, all the while simultaneously appointing Jack Smith to basically raid President Trump's home for storing presidential records that he himself, as the nation's chief executive, alone had the authority to do. So think about the timeline here. You got July 2021, Bolton reports an Iranian hack of his email containing top secret information. The Biden DOJ does nothing. And then just months later, Trump's home is raided and he's indicted for having classified documents in his possession, which he, as former president, is alone entitled to have. And then just weeks after that, in August of 2023, Biden's own DOJ and their special counsel investigation of him claimed that Biden is too mentally diminished to stand trial, but absolutely fit enough to remain president. Do you remember that? I mean, the whole system stunk. When all is said and done, this case exposes the two-tier justice system in stark relief. When Trump's political enemies mishandled classified information, Biden with documents in his garage, right? Clinton with her private server, Bolton with his Iranian hacked emails, the DOJ yawns. When Trump stores presidential records he's absolutely and constitutionally authorized to possess, the FBI raids his home and indicts him. And the legacy media cheers it all on. They ignore the one and they pump up the other. Bolton called for Snowden's execution for revealing government surveillance of Americans. Bolton wanted Manning to face treason charges for exposing war crimes. Bolton demanded Julian Assange rot in prison for the rest of his life for publishing leaked documents. By Bolton's own standard, what punishment does he deserve for transmitting America's most sensitive intelligence to unauthorized persons whose accounts were then compromised by foreign powers? The answer is clear. Bolton set the standard. Now, he'll be judged by it. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.